I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Secretary of State's office says 1.8 million ballots have been returned so far by mail, but as Benson Berkland reports, counties could be processing hundreds of thousands more on Election Day, which could mean a late night for results.
This is the first presidential election in which all registered voters received a mail-in ballot. Lynn Bartles is a spokeswoman for the Colorado Secretary of State. She says her office is expecting turnout to at least equal the 2012 presidential race between President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
Because it was a presidential year, 2.7 million people voted. So we expect to have at least 2.7 million, if not more.
Based on that estimate and what's been turned in so far, that would mean processing close to 1 million ballots on Election Day. Bartle says only a small percentage of people will actually vote in person on Election Day, but many people don't turn in their ballots until the last day. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Frozen strawberries used in three restaurants in El Paso County are linked to a hepatitis A infection. Health officials say there are currently no known cases in Colorado associated with the outbreak, but add people who have eaten strawberries at Rancho Alegre and Mi Mexico in Colorado Springs, as well as Guadalajara and Falcon, to speak with their doctors as a precaution. The health department says the products were not offered for sale in retail stores. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.